This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The biggest buyout deal of the year landed today. It's not a media company or a whiz-bang new app or a Chinese firm that nobody has ever heard of. No, indeed, it's Pets, as in woof. PetSmart has sold itself to a private equity group for $8.7 billion with a B dollars. Marketplace's Scott Tong has today's corporate news.
Brick-and-mortar stores are supposed to be, in the words of one analyst, roadkill. Yet today's deal suggests PetSmart has a decent financial pulse. Buyout firm BC Partners is one of several suitors. Morningstar analyst Liang Feng says the buy-everything-online model is not always better for selling, say, a sack of IAM's mini-chunks.
If you think about like a 30-pound pet food bag, and if that costs $30 to $40, and it costs $10 to ship it door-to-door, sometimes it's actually more efficient to host it in one store.
The deal began with an activist hedge fund investor snarfing up 10% of PetSmart stock. Then, says Alex Licken at research firm PitchBook, the shareholder agitated for the company to sell itself, made some noise.
It's kind of not necessarily unwelcome guess, but they know what they want to do. And once they buy enough shares and they can do it, then that's where the agitating part comes in.
The key to private equity buyout is leverage, as in borrowing. And right now, Josh Lerner at Harvard Business School says lenders are eager to lend. And PetSmart is a good target because its cash flow is good.
It's just like taking out a mortgage for a house. If you've got a steady paycheck with the same money coming in every month, they're going to be more likely to give you a bigger mortgage than if you're working as a consultant where one month you get a lot of money and the next month you get nothing.
Now, $8.7 billion is nowhere near a record. Deals were three times this big in 2006 and 2007. Still, by many accounts, the big buyout firms are hungry for their next feeding. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.